Hi, it's Esther here from Speak More Clearly. Welcome to this audio lesson on how to pronounce multisyllabic words with the common ending O-U-S. The S is pronounced S, so in other words, the O-U is pronounced as a schwa sound, an U sound. S. While you copy me, pay attention and mimic me exactly to which syllables are stressed in the longer words and which words are stressed in sentences. This gives the melody and rhythm of English and makes it more flowing, not choppy. So let's start with the first words. The first word is conscious. So the only de-stressed syllable in conscious is the O-U-S. Conscious. In continuous, the O in con is de-stressed. So it's not continuous, it's con, continuous. Again, continuous. In delicious, the E in DE is also slightly de-stressed. So it's not delicious. The E is not said clearly. It's delicious. Delicious. The O-U-S is always de-stressed. In malicious, the A is also de-stressed. It's not malicious, it's malicious. Malicious. In serious, the O-U-S is the only de-stressed syllable. Serious. And again, serious. Keep practicing with me. Enormous, enormous, enormous. Anxious, and again, anxious. And the next one, obvious. So if I don't mention it, the only de-stressed is the O-U in us. Obvious. In anonymous, the Y, which should be anonymous, becomes a schwa sound also. It becomes anonymous, 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 anonymous. Prosperous. And again, prosperous. In that word, if you're doing it with an American accent, well, with all of the words, you need to use an American R sound, and you also need to use your American vowels. Prosperous. And again, prosperous. Next one, prestigious. Copy with me. And again, prestigious. And last word, spontaneous, spontaneous, spontaneous. And I forgot to mention in obvious that you do have to close your lips for the B and go to the teeth on bottom lip for the V. But the B is not held on very long. It is a consonant cluster. Obvious. You do the B really quickly and then go to the V. You need to get used to those two together. Okay, let's do some sentences. He was consciously and continuously paying attention to the road as he drove. Now, as we go through, I'd like you to mimic my phrasing and where I go up in tone as well. So often when I go up with a word, it means that is a stressed word in the sentence, meaning they're the words that get stressed so that the listener goes, oh, that's a word you want me to pay attention to. That's a word you want me to pay attention to, because they're the words that convey the main meaning for that sentence that you want them to understand. So I said he continuously, and I went up a bit, and consciously, he was continuously and consciously paying attention to the road as he drove. So they're the stressed words. He was consciously and continuously paying attention to the road as he drove. Let's do the next sentence. The enormous burger was delicious. Now, was is usually the app says oh, and it's fairly clear. But when it's de-stress, it becomes was. So I'm not saying the enormous burger was delicious. That is not English melody and rhythm. You need to smooth it. And how you do that is by stressing and de-stressing actively the right syllables and the right words. So the was becomes was in this case, because it's not one of the words that gives you the main meaning of this sentence. It's not a stressed word in the sentence. The enormous burger was delicious. And once more, the enormous burger was delicious. Next sentence. It was obvious she was trying to be serious about the problem. So you hear me go, it was obvious. So I'm going up and down in pitch because that is where the end of that phrase is. And then the rest is all the next phrasing. And there's a slight pause, or I make the vowels in the stressed word slightly longer to show that it's a stressed word. Obvious, yeah, rather than obvious, yeah. It was obvious she was trying to be serious about the problem. The next sentence, the anonymous texter was malicious. Again, was is de-stressed because it's not one of the main meaning words here. The anonymous texter was malicious. Now you can say the anonymous texter, but probably because the is followed by a word that begins with a vowel, a, it becomes the anonymous. It's easier to say. The anonymous texter was malicious. Next sentence. When he won the prestigious prize, hear me go, prize, so I lengthen the I because that's the stress and the end of that phrase. When he won the prestigious prize, he became prosperous as well. So that's how you chunk that and do the melody. When he won the prestigious prize, he became prosperous as well. Slight pause between prize and he. She was anxious that they might pay her a spontaneous visit. So she was anxious. That's one of the main meaning words, that they might pay her a spontaneous visit. They're the main meaning words. She was anxious they might pay her a spontaneous visit. Great practicing, and enjoy practicing with this audio lesson. And also don't forget, there's an audio lesson in the articles or the blogs on this website, in the Speak More Clearly website, also teaching you how to pronounce the common ending shun, T-I-O-N. So have a look there as well. Great. Enjoy practicing and bye for now.